and my New Zealand stack, please.
Hank to the stack.
I have Richard, Margie, Hank. I have Manjay for point of information.
Janet K. Point of information.
Janet for a point of, yes, go ahead.
So Janet, I'd like to know what the deadline is for completing a preliminary agenda in time to be printed for the DC meeting. I'm assuming there is one, and how, I'm also wondering how could lead to input into that, this discussion.
Thank you for that. Richard, would you like to respond to that?
It was about the first of this week. So I think once we get into looking at this, I think we'll be surprised that everything is pretty much covered. But, you know, there may be some things left out. But we may have to do an addendum when we get there. We can do that. You know, we adjust the agenda sometimes a couple of times a day during the in-person meeting. I had asked to be on the stack.
You had asked to be on the stack. All right, so I have you on the stack.
Yeah.
I have Richard, Margie, and Hank. So, Richard, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Okay, you had asked how did we want to go about this discussion?
Lawrence,
was that Tony?
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence, I'll put you on the stack. Thank you.
You had asked how we wanted to approach this discussion, and I was going to recommend that you, Heather, since you put together what was sent in, if you would give sort of a brief synopsis of what it is, and I think you said you're going to send out a copy tomorrow. Is that
absolutely
true?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you do that, or would that be a good place to start? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
We could do that. I'll tell you what, while I'm doing that, Richard, thank you for that. We could go down the stack for a second, and then I'll give a report to folks about what we've decided. Go ahead, Margie.
No, I was going to make the same suggestion. I think that we should start with you telling us what you all have decided to be on the agenda. And I was going to point out that I just sent to the board, and I hope everybody's on the board list, some thoughts that I had about what should be included in the agenda. So that you should all have that in your email.
Thank you. Hold on just a moment here. Okay, Hank?
Okay. I wanted to say that we probably need to address a couple of things pretty early in the agenda, one being personnel issues that have come up repeatedly and have been pretty dividing, and another is the financials, that once the newly seated folks have a chance to look over a spreadsheet for the foundation, that then we would have an opportunity to discuss that.
All right, thank you. I want to mention to everyone, we do have Summer Reese on the phone as well. So, Summer, please join us in this discussion about the agenda, please. Let me just go down the stack here.
Brian for stack.
And I'll put Brian on. I have Lawrence and then Brian.
Did you hear Adriana?
Adriana spoke before.
Adriana, I did not hear you. Thank you. Adriana, I'll put you on the stack as well. Lawrence?
Yes, I just want to make sure that was prioritized in regards to committee motions that they don't, in my experience in going to some of the P&D meetings, is that the committee motions are never gotten to, or they don't even get to the agenda. So I know the governance committee has put together some quite a few motions that are, in my opinion, are very critical. So I just want to make sure that this board hopefully prioritizes the committee motions as well, because that reflects on how we represent our local folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Janet K. Back.
Janet K., yes. Brian?
I've got a proposal, and I'll just preface it by saying my principal concern is that we have an agenda out well before the meeting. My proposal is as follows, that we direct Heather to send out her draft by 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, that we appoint a group consisting of Heather, Richard, Margie, Lydia, Tony, and George to finalize that draft and issue it by midnight on Monday.
That's a motion.
That's my motion, and I'll motivate it if I have a second.
Robert seconds.
Tiger said it.
Are you sending a motion to Richard, Brian?
I surely will. May I motivate it?
Brian, can you repeat the people you're volunteering?
Heather, Richard, Margie, Lydia, Tony, Norman, and George.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
presuming you all are willing. I think we all have to be cognizant of the fact that we spend a lot of listener money when we fly ourselves to these meetings, and we owe it to them and to ourselves to make the best use of the time we have. And I've personally been very upset that the last two in-person PNB meetings I've been in, I haven't been able to see the agenda until after the meeting started. And I think there was a lot of unnecessary discord simply because when people feel surprised and ambushed, they feel very distrustful of each other. So I want to set forth a process, and I hope that's what this accomplishes, by which a small group that is fairly representative of the PNB at large will get something out early enough that everyone's had a time to look at it, think it over, and if they want to make changes, to think through the best way to propose that and the most efficient way to propose that well before the meeting starts. Everyone on that list has been chair of either the national board or their local board. They're spread all over the country, and I don't think it's factionally tilted one direction or the other as far as I can tell from what the factions are. So that's my proposal.
Thank you. Any comments, discussion on this? Who's that on the stack?
Kim to the stack.
Janet K.
Kim, Janet, anyone else?
Margie.
All right, Kim?
Okay, first, Brian, can I get a point of information, and then I have a comment to make about who are you appointing?
Proposing Heather, Richard, Margie, Lydia, Tony, and George.
Okay, my comment is here are some things that I'd like to see added to the agenda. Premium processing and premium costs, copyright issues, Plagola issues, 65th anniversary planning, and integrated website planning and technology upgrades.
Kim, can I just ask you, we're not actually discussing the agenda right now. We're talking about the motion. So if you could please respond to the motion before we go on.
I guess I'm responding to what Margie put out
on the listserv. Thank you, but we're not talking
ideas.
About that right now. We're just talking about the motion. So we do have a motion
on
the floor.
Okay, you're correct.
If you would like to say anything about the motion, that would be appreciated. Otherwise, we'll move on to the next person.
Well, the only thing I can say, nobody here from New York is included.
Okay, thank you for that. So, as the maker of the motion, Brian, would you like to include someone from New York?
If someone wants to propose to add someone, they can propose an amendment. I thought an even number of people might seem even-handed.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask, would anyone like to offer that as an amendment to the motion?
I propose Janet Coleman. This is manager.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, what is it that I'm – what do you want me to do?
Is that being seconded by manager?
I'll second it.
So this is a motion, Janet, to include you on the group to look at the agenda in Washington.
I can't hear you. On the what? Janet, I have proposed you to be on the with the working group that is going to develop the agenda by 5 o'clock. By I think midnight. I'm not sure about the time.
5 o'clock Monday. Yes, thank you.
5 o'clock Monday.
This is Lydia.
On procedure.
So I'm going to put
you before I.
Go ahead.
This is my. I'm telling Janet that
I do have we are commencing a very important fund drive on that Monday,
okay.
And I don't even know that I'll be home by 5 o'clock. So I will be on that committee, but I will. I think I need a little assistance on it. I don't want to be the only WBAI member on it at all. Because I have to do too much work for WBAI over that weekend.
If Janet, you don't want to do it, I would suggest Carolyn.
This is Lydia.
All right.
Can you hear me or am I muted?
Let me just move on. So we do need, if someone from New York is going to be on this committee.
All right, I will just do it, but I really could use some help from my fellow directors on this for
thank
sure.
Thank you, Janet.
You can get help from anybody you want.
So I do have some other people on the staff here. So I have Margie and Lydia.
You
and
have
Summer.
Heather,
and
I was.
And Summer.
Heather, I was on this stack.
Yes. Okay, Marjorie. Okay.
And this stack is about adding people. Is that right?
No.
I'm sorry. Who is that speaking?
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay. Your question is.
Because I was on the stack. Way early on.
All right. My apology. I'm just sort of having a bit of an interruption here. So, all right. So we have a substitute to the motion presented by Brian.
Janet, Heather, it's only an amendment.
It's an amendment to the motion. Thank you very much. We have an amendment to the motion, which is to include Janet Coleman from New York on the committee that will look at the agenda. So. Are there any objections to that?
Point of information, Benito.
And your point of information, Benito.
Could I understand, could somebody explain the reason for adding someone to the list? Because if I understood correctly, and Brian or whoever, correct me, I thought that his motivation was that he selected was proposing these folks based on the fact that each of them had been chairs of their LSB.
I think that was one of the reasons. I'm just going to speak, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the issues here was that there was no representative on this list from New York, and that's why it was.
Well, I'd like to hear from Brian.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make that comment. So, Brian, would you like to comment on that?
Well, it doesn't really matter why I did it. If the body wants to add someone, it adds someone for whatever reason it wants.
Thank you.
Right, but I'm trying to understand Brian's motivation.
Go ahead, Brian. Is there anything else you can say to that?
I just wanted something quick and easy. I picked people who had experience chairing within Pacifica and what I thought was a split that everyone would think was reasonably representative of the board as a whole.
Kim to the stack.
All right, thanks. So I have a few people on the stack here. So I have Janet Kay, and then Monage, Margie, Lydia, Summer, and Kim. Janet.
Well, I wanted to speak to the original motion, not the amendment. So,
okay.
Should I speak now?
You can go ahead and speak to it. I asked if there are any objections, and I heard none. So there is no objection to
that. Objection to what?
What? I'm sorry, Benito. I asked for if there are any objections to adding Janet Coleman to that list.
No.
Are you objecting? Are you objecting?
I asked a point of information because I didn't understand the reason for adding an additional person, be it Janet or Santa Claus. You know, it's not an objection to Janet. But the point is, we need to understand the motivation of the maker of the original motion, and then the motivation of the person who made the amendment.
Thank you.
We can decide whether or not we have an objection.
Okay. Yeah, I think we heard that explanation.
Lydia.
All right, point so of Janet, I'm going to go down the stack here. I have Janet. Janet, go ahead.
Okay. This is separate, but there are issues with the name Janet because there are two of us. So
yes.
We're going to have to figure out some way to differentiate. May I finish? Yeah. But the name Janet is mentioned by anybody, it's not clear which Janet they're referring to. So we will have to figure out some way to do that, and especially for those who are listening, they won't necessarily know which Janet. In any case, so you know, I've requested to be referred to as Janet K for that purpose, but I don't know whether just Janet for the other Janet would satisfy me. That said, so I wanted to make, I don't know if it's appropriate because we're talking about an amendment to this proposal that Brian made. So I wanted to also make an amendment to include input into whatever is planned by the set of people that is agreed upon. To include the input from this meeting of suggestions of what we will want to be included in the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Point of order?
Yes. Go ahead, Richard, your point of order.
I'd like to let everybody know that when you make a motion or you make an amendment to the motion, and it gets seconded, I need for y'all to type up that motion or amendment and send it to me. It'd probably be good to send it to everybody, but the secretary needs that wording so that it's accurate, so that when it gets put down, it's accurate. If y'all could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Richard. So, Janet, I'm going to have to ask you to say your motion one more time, please. Your motion is...
Okay, so Brian,
your amendment, I'm sorry, is?
Yeah, Brian's initial proposal was to name a list of people and give them the responsibility over the weekend to come up with the agenda or work through the agenda. That's my general understanding. I just wanted to add that they should take into consideration input by this board today, at today's meeting, of ideas that we wanted to include in the agenda.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. So that is an amendment to the original motion. Are there any objections to this amendment?
Point of order, Benito.
Yes.
Am I being recognized?
Yes, of course.
Yes, I think the chair continues to act as an advocate and making suggestions, prompting people to do A, B, or C instead of acting as the chair. So I object to the conduct of the chair.
Okay. Thank you, Benito. I don't know how to respond to that.
If people suggested to the
amendment to the motion, if there are no objections,
I think we could
move forward on the stack.
Remain for the stack, please.
Are you not hearing us for objections? Or?
I have Manage, Margie, Lydia, Summer, and Kim. Manage,
Serene for the stack, please.
And I'll put you on Serene as well.
Thank you.
Is there Manage?
I have a question. So we are in the middle of this vote and the and substitute that Janet K made. And can I talk to that? Because we are now, I was to talk about the agenda.
Thank you.
People who are worried about... I wasn't done. I was interrupted.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So people who are worried that people from New York may feel slighted because we're not on the working group, as a person from New York, I want to say that most assuredly is not my position.
Put me on the stack, Janet Coleman.
Monica?
Yes. I just wanted to, Lydia and other people know that actually tomorrow all of us have a meeting that I'm sure part of that meeting we would talk about any interest that is among us in terms of the issues of the agenda. We would talk about them. We would take the time for ourselves to talk about them. So it would not be one faction or one group. By the way, I'm not part of any faction for everybody's information. So it would not be any faction or any group. It would be whatever comes out of our discussion that we are going to have tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Who's we?
Hank Tim? For the stack.
Tim, I have Tim, Lawrence, Janet, and Hank. Janet Coleman.
Okay, this is Kim, and
yeah.
I think one of the biggest issues that we have to deal with is what is going to happen to WBAI, and that is why I think it's important to have somebody from that station represented so they can represent their own interests, because a lot of people have a lot of ideas about WBAI, and I think New York needs their own person on this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's just setting the agenda.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that those people who are going to be on this committee and those people responsible for sending the draft agenda out, that it be posted on the website in order for, you know, our constituents, our listeners, to be able to access it, because it has been a pretty much standard practice for an agenda not to get put on the website in a timely manner. So I just want to put that out there.
Thank you for that. Janet Coleman?
Yes. It took me by surprise, Manajay nominating me for the role, but I think there is very important, well, I disagree with Serene, I think it's most important that WBAI be represented in the setting of the agenda so that our issues aren't swept aside. We have had so many pressing issues that have been throughout this last year, and our, you know, and our situation is precipitous. So I would stick with helping out on that agenda with the help of my friends. I don't know how to
all
put
right.
that any more clearly.
Thank you, Janet. We have Hank on, and that's Hank. Hank, are you there?
Yes. I just want to say, folks, we can put all our stuff on the agenda and then prioritize them when we get there if we have to. There's no reason for anybody's item to be left out or left off or ignored.
Right.
Our job this whole year is to take care of these things. The things we're talking about tonight are the most important things that we'll deal with all year probably, unless some emergency comes up. And, folks, we're in an emergency right now.
Thank you. Okay, so we have an amendment to this amendment, actually. So the amendment was that Serene Roberts would be on this committee as well. So I was wondering if we could call the question on that. Are there objections to doing that?
What are we choosing between Serene and Janet, or we're including both of them?
No, the amendment was to have both of them on. However, there is an amendment to the amendment, which was to have the first amendment was to have Janet Coleman on the group working on the agenda, and then the amendment to that was to include Serene Roberts as well. So that's an amendment to that amendment, and I don't know how else to address it except to have a vote on first on Serene joining the group, and then to talk about, I have a vote on Janet.
Well, point of information, has Serene indicated interest or what?
Now, that's a good point. Serene, are you still interested in being on, or are you? That's a good point. Serene?
I said previously that I was fine with serving, but I also said that I think that, you know, I don't think anyone can ignore what's happening at BAI or that any of the people named on either side, if you will, would ignore what's happening at BAI. So I don't really think you need to have New Yorkers on the body in order to set the agenda. However, I'm willing to serve.
Madam Chair, I need to restate my motion. That wasn't my motion. My motion was to include Serene, so that my motion is for the two of them to serve, and that might be less controversial than going through several votes.
For the two of them to serve? All right, yes. So are there objections to that?
Well, as long as they're willing to serve.
Hearing none, then the votes will be added to this group. There are no objections. So, all right, so thank you very much, everyone. So I guess is that all we need to do at this point? Would you please,
you need to adopt the motion as amended.
Thank you. So are there any objections to the amendment?
Can you read the amendment, please?
The motion as amended? All right, so let's read the amendments. Mr. Secretary, do you have those amendments? The motion as amended.
Let me look. Brian, did you send it? There it is. Okay. Okay, this is the original motion as amended. And I'm not sure quite where these amendments will go in, but there are three parts to it, that Heather be charged with sending out her drafted agenda by 3 p.m. Eastern Friday, tomorrow. Number two, that the PMB charge a group consisting of Greg and Marty Wilkinson. Okay, folks.
Can you repeat the names, please?
Okay, don't be
in your email.
It's in your email, okay. Heather Gray, Richard Uzel, Marty Wilkinson, Lydia Brazon, Tony Norman, George Ryder, and we added Janet Coleman and Serene Roberts. And then the third part is... Please
somebody stop playing games.
Please mute your phone.
Okay. That the group revise and finalize the proposed agenda. Thank you. And send it to the full PNB by midnight on Monday. So we're observed. And hopefully we can do it quicker than that, because it does have to be published. And then there was no objections to Janet Kay's amendment that we take into consideration things talked about tonight.
Thank you very much.
So that's the motion as amended.
All right. So thank you. Are there objections to that?
Well,
motion as amended?
Well, this is Lydia. There was another amendment, the one that we did for adding the two. Is that included?
That was included, yes.
Okay.
I said that.
Okay, thank you.
He mentioned them in the list.
Okay.
Any objections to that?
Richard, okay.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. So we have passed that motion. Thank you. So now we need to decide where we proceed from here. Do we want to have – we don't have that much time left, I think, but do we want to discuss – Yes, Summer, please.
I was on
ahead.
The stack before all of those.
You were on the stack, yes. Thank you.
Janet Kay?
Anisha was on the stack.
Yes, Summer, go ahead.
I just need to know, do you desire staff participation since we have staff members who are going to be there and attorneys and I'm coordinating those details? Is my participation desired in this agenda setting?
Well, yeah.
So, yes.
Well, I think if we have questions, we can chime in. This is a board function at this juncture.
I understand it's a board function, but in terms of staff members who are attending and...
Right, that's what I'm saying. I could certainly send that request to you or call you into the whatever, but...
I presume the offers to
getting
to communicate with
tons of emails. We have your email and phone.
I'm sorry?
I said, we have your email and phone. We'd hate to tie you up for a full weekend.
Well, I wouldn't mind that Summer be included.
I'm saying there are staff members who are already scheduled to attend the meeting, and I would presume that the board members who are planning it might like some input as to what, who and what. And
Richard, just tell us.
Point of information,
Richard, is this an issue that we need to vote on?
Please stop
talking without being recognized.
Sorry. Point of information.
There's a comment by. Sorry, someone has a point of information. Who is that?
It's Janet
Richard
Coleman.
To the stack.
I have a point of information. Is this now an issue to vote on, whether or not
no.
Summer should be a part of this committee? It seems like it is. And if
it could,
so,
it
I think
a,
we have already two different opinions about it. I think
it could
she,
be it could be a motion by someone.
I make a motion that Summer be included in the agenda setting.
Is there a second?
Point of order.
Is there a second to the motion?
Point of order.
Second.
Point
second
of order.
Yes, Benito, your point
second.
Of order, please.
Before anybody seconds anything, I have a point of order.
Yes, I'm
and I
and
the
order.
Chair has just recognized me. So
yes.
I will repeat my objection to the chair's continued prompting of people to make motions, amendments, and so on and so forth. So would you please restrain yourself, Chair, and simply act as the chair.
Thank you, Benito. So we do have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded by Richard Uzzell. So is there a discussion about this?
Question, Brian?
Additional comments? Brian, go ahead.
Voting or non-voting?
Non-voting.
So the question
to
is
to the maker of the motion.
The maker of the motion. Janet, you are the maker of the motion.
I am the maker of the motion.
To that?
Pardon me?
Lawrence on the stack.
The question is whether...
Do I want to motivate it?
Whether Summer
no.
Reese would be a voting or a non-voting member on
no,
this.
Should
committee.
I motivate it?
No,
you
can't answer this question. No, the question is whether or not... In your amendment, or I'm sorry, in your motion, whether or not Summer Reese would be a voting or a non-voting member on this committee.
Oh, well, have I
point
put
of
that
information?
In?
And the point of information is who is that?
What is the precedent when the ED has been on this committee, agenda setting committee previously? Did she vote or not?
We don't know that there was.
She hasn't been on agenda
this
setting.
This was Summer. Point of information.
If you're voting or not, I mean, you know, or setting the agenda, you're setting the agenda, you get comments.
I just want to know what the intent of the motion is.
No,
that's
no,
my
and
question.
That's, and that's fair enough, Brian. Thank you. The intent
yeah,
of the motion is so, Janet, your intent of the motion is what? Would Summer be a voting
my
or
intent
or
really
member?
Was that we, in constructing this agenda, we are most timely and consider all important issues in the central office as Summer Reese sees them so that we can, I mean, we're not in possession of all the facts. She is. We need her input on our agenda writing.
But do you want her to have a
well,
vote or
because
not?
You ask,
well, Brian,
I guess, sure,
has
yeah,
to be
I do.
I
want
her
to be on the committee.
I think I want her to vote. I don't think it's necessary, but why not?
Can I ask
point of
what
information?
Precedent
as a
is? My question about precedent could be answered.
Yeah, wait, Kim Kaufman,
is that
information?
You?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, it's my point of information. I mean,
this is Summer
ahead.
With an
yeah,
answer.
Serene for the stack, please.
So I have Kim Kaufman, Serene, and Summer. Did you have a comment as well?
She had an answer.
I have an answer to the question when I'm recognized.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So
Lawrence
I have Kim Kaufman, Serene, Summer, and Lauren.
Good.
All
let's
right.
Hear,
so,
let's hear the answer
Kim,
to the question.
This is Janet Kay. I had asked to be on the stack a long
and
time
Janet,
ago.
You
but,
on as well. Thank you. So I have Tim.
But,
Tim
but is this about adding Summer, or is this about... going
it's
forward.
About whether it's been asked whether or not she would be a voting member of this committee. That's the question.
Okay,
that,
or whether she should be on the committee.
Okay, I remove myself from the stack.
Manager,
right, thank you.
Point of order, please. Manager, point
yes.
of order.
Yes.
I think if Summer has answers to question, maybe she should be answering the question first, and then if it was not satisfactory, other people can ask about it or whatever they want.
Thank
to
you.
Do.
I second that.
Thank you. All right, so Summer, I'm going to ask you to respond to this question. Summer?
Okay.
When the agenda...
Excuse me, everyone. Go ahead, Summer.
Can we mute phones, please? Can we
Summer,
mute
the agenda at various points with draft coordinating?
Can we mute phones?
Everyone,
I cannot hear.
phones, everyone. Please mute your phones.
Sound one.
Send the agenda.
Everyone, please mute their phones. Please mute.
I'm sorry. Please stop it. Until somebody stops playing with their phone. It's very rude and distracting.
Thank you. Go ahead, Summer.
In terms of the overall issue, obviously the ED does not vote in most situations on anything. The coordinating committee, when the agendas were produced in the coordinating committee, which they haven't been in a while, the executive director is a voting member of that particular committee. So it depends on whether this body decides to interpret this working committee as serving that function, in which case, if it were like the coordinating committee, then the ED would have a vote. If it is interpreted differently, then the ED would not have a vote. I'm not concerned with having a vote, per se. I'm simply concerned with that the board members are aware of staff participation, pending issues, and anything that should be taken into consideration in setting the agenda. And obviously, I've been the chair for the last 3 years, so some of these things in terms of how we set agendas, I might have, you know, some ideas on that, but it's really more to make sure that necessary information is provided to the members that are putting together the agenda.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Thank you. So I do have a stack here. Lydia, I'm going to put you on the stack, but I do have a few folks. I have Lawrence, Janet Kay, and Benito.
And I have not opened my mouth.
I'm on mute.
Heather.
Serene, you're first. Serene. I have Serene, Lawrence, Janet.
Can anybody hear me?
Is that Serene?
Can you see Diana? Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. Who is that? Because I'm asking more than half an hour ago.
It's Adriana, and I did hear her.
Adriana, no, I didn't hear you, Adriana. Sorry.
Thank you.
So I'll put you on the stack. Thank you. So, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, I'd actually be willing to yield to let Adriana go first.
Okay, thank you. Adriana?
Yes, my question is this one. I don't understand. Finally, we will have so many people in that committee that is almost the whole PMB. If we are just setting some items on the agenda and the whole PMB will discuss it in our meeting, why the need of so many people? I don't understand. We are wasting more than half an hour discussing who will be. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. So, Serene?
Okay, so thank you. I think that if in fact there are a list of staff people, and I would hope by this time we would know who's traveling, because that's about a week, right, in terms of airfares, that Summer could just send the PMB an email saying which staff people are expected to be there, and if there are time restrictions, like someone is only going to be there on Saturday or Sunday or whatever, that those kinds of details can be readily shared with the full board so that those issues can be taken into consideration in terms of the scheduling. So that's fine. I think that, you know, we don't necessarily need to have Summer on for the length of the call or the calls or the bunch of email exchanges. I know I've been trying to reach her by email for almost a week before I finally got a response from someone else. So it's clear that she's overwhelmed, and I really don't think we need to drag her into this agenda-setting process, especially as we have two of the current officers on the team. So that would be my suggestion on how to deal with that, to get her input, but also to not, tie her down further.
Thank you, Serene. I have Lawrence, Janet Kay, Benito, and Manage. Lawrence.
Yes, it just seems to be highly irregular. I've never participated in any organization that its board was not able to set its own agenda. Taking into consideration input from management and stuff like that, but for an executive director to have a vote on the board, whether it's in a committee or not in a committee, seems to me to be highly highly irregular, and as a worst practice, you know, it was a bad practice, and I think I would definitely object to Ms. Reese being on the on this committee.
Thank you. Janet Kay?
Yes, sorry. Okay, I'm going to suggest, in the interest of time at this meeting, that that the working group consult with the ED, that the ED is not part of the working group, but that they find a way to consult with the ED on the
second
agenda. And also, regarding input, the motion that we passed, that's part of this working group motion, to get input by members of the board at this meeting, since time is flying away, Margie started an email thread with some ideas on agenda items, and then other people have been responding to that. So instead of discussing it at this meeting, could we use that email thread input into that, and the working group would look at that and consider input from that?
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I guess so.
See, again,
I'm an,
Benito, point of order again.
Amendment to that. I have an amendment.
That was a perfectly appropriate question for the chair to ask. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Thank you,
Margie.
Yes,
Janet
Kay.
Move.
It's a motion.
I second.
Thank you.
I have an amendment to that, please.
Your amendment, yes. What is your amendment?
Is there a stack?
Benito, there is a stack, Benito. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. We have an amendment to this motion that's just
Does someone get the yell out, I have an amendment, and then all of a sudden they're on the floor and they take precedence over everybody else that was already on the stack?
Benito, I'm going to hear, we have had a motion presented on the floor and there's now a discussion about this motion. So we have an amendment.
The amendment was made by the person who had the floor.
And then I'm going to come to you, Benito. So
excuse me. The chair is out of order.
Manager, your amendment.
No, the chair is out of order.
Benito. Give it up.
Manager, your amendment, please.
Give it up.
Yes.
Manager.
I would like to cut this chase. I would like to suggest to Summer, would you please send all of the issues that you think are important to be on the agenda because of from where you are sitting, and all the issues that you think you need to be on the agenda, and then for the committee just to consider it, so you don't take much of your time to be communicating. But if they want the community want to communicate with Summer more than that, they can send her emails and all that, so we keep her out. But at the same time, she provides the committee with all the issues that it needs to be discussed and need to be on the agenda. Thank you.
So,
thank you, Melody.
Thank you very much. So I want to ask the board if there are objections to this motion and amendment to it. Are there objections to that?
Can you read the motion and the amendment again, please?
Yes. How can we do this? So, Janet, I guess you're going to need to read your motion.
Okay. In the interest of time, that one, the working group consult with the ED, and two, regarding input on the agenda by board members at this meeting, since Margie started an email thread on this issue during this meeting, that the working group look at this email thread while working on the agenda.
Yeah, you need to type that up and send it to me.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I will, right.
And the amendment to that was, Madhushree, would you please set your amendment?
The amendment was that Summer Reese would propose all of the issues that she, from her perspective, from where she's sitting, that she thinks that is important to be discussed on the to be on the agenda, to send it to this committee, and if committee needs to further discuss or ask question for Clive, whatever they need to do, to communicate with her, so Summer doesn't have to spend all of her time being with this working group, but also the issues necessary. Thanks.
Thanks
a point of,
so
point of order, ahead. Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
This is a bit of, do I have a floor?
Yes, please, go ahead.
And this is a bit chaotic. These motions and amendments don't have to have every word in the world in them. They can be shorter.
Right.
And it sounds to me like, and excuse me for being only listening, that at least one of these motions, if not the final motion, was a substitute for that other stuff that I didn't understand. Is all this amendments to stuff, or is one of them a substitute?
No, both are amendments.
No, they can't.
I would venture to say that this latest amendment was the amendment to the discussion about including Summer Reese in the committee.
Point of privilege, so, this is Brian.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, Brian. Go ahead.
I'm sorry,
go
Heather.
Ahead,
you sound incredibly muffled. Is there any way you can get
my apology. Is this better? Is that better?
Much better.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, back to my point of order to trying to figure out what in the hell I'm doing here. Let me finish my question.
No, Richard's right.
Go
ahead, Richard.
The last one from Janet Kay, in addition to all the language she used, was Janet Kay moved to amend to substitute that the work group contact the ED with regard to whatever, and then it went off and did. But, you know, let's keep them concise, you know, and if that one passes as a substitute, then we don't have to go through all those others. So let's start at the bottom and work our way back up.
All right, thank you.
Please.
So are there objections to this motion, this amendment? The substitute motion. So are there objections to that?
Point of order, Janet. Okay.
Yes, Janet.
There were two parts to that.
Janet, you have to write it up and send it to me.
I sent it.
Okay, I will read it. In the interest of time, number one, the working group consult with ED, and two, regarding input on the agenda by the board members at this meeting, since Margie started an email thread on this issue during this meeting, that the working group look at this email thread while working on the agenda. My editor would say, take that back and bring it back in 10 words. That's it.
So are there objections to this amendment? So hearing none, then that's accepted. Regarding the amendment of Summer Reed, presented also by Janet Kay and by Monica, are there objections to that?
Point of order, Madam Chair. This was a substitute motion. It substituted for all that other stuff.
That's right.
At this point, you need to ask, is there any objection to this substitute as the main motion?
Are there any objections to the substitute as the main motion? Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Question.
Point of information.
Ito. No.
Tim, and then I think Benito. Tim, go ahead.
So is this substituting the whole agenda group, or?
No.
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 Jesus.
No.
Somebody needs to mute. You have a comment you'd like to make?
Somebody needs to mute that we can hear your
TV
game.
And what is it? What are we substituting? Please help me out here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Secretary, could you explain what we're substituting?
For Janet.
Okay, everybody has the... Everybody has the email. Look on your emails if you've got it. What this is substituting is saying that there's a work group this email thread that Martin put together. somebody please mute their television?
Okay, well, we don't have to do it until this meeting's over. We don't have to do it until this meeting's
please,
over.
Please, mute your phone.
Mute your phone.
Please mute your phone.
Television. Okay.
Oh, there's also somebody talking.
This
please,
originally
everyone,
came up.
Please mute your phones. Go ahead, Richard.
This originally came up with regards to adding the ED to the work group. Then we amended that. We amended all that. We substituted that and said that that the work group consult with the ED.
Right.
So the ED wouldn't necessarily be a part of the working group, but we would consult with her. And the reason for that, if I may go in a little bit here, the reason for that is that there are people that have been scheduled. There are lawyers and staff members and stuff that have been scheduled to take part, and they got, you know, their times are set and da-da-da-da-da. So we're going to consult with the ED. And then and all that rest of that stuff that Janet Kay put on there. Yeah. But that's basically what it is. We're going to consult with the ED.
Right.
She's not actually going to be on the. She's not actually going to be on the working group. That makes
okay,
sense.
Well,
but that and then.
I'm sorry. Please ask to be recognized.
Sorry.
Who is that?
Janet Kay.
Janet, go ahead. Make your comment.
Well, the second part, and I'll try to rewrite it better. But the second part is to use Margie's email thread for input into the agenda. Instead of discussing it at this meeting.
All right, thank
and
you.
And that's...
Sorry, you want... You're,
oh, that's what it says.
All right. So thanks, everyone. So are there any objections to... I think that we've pretty much agreed on these motions, right? On these amendments.
Yeah.
So
is there any
We need to go back to the...
is there any objections to this motion?
Is
there any objections to this being the main motion?
Let's just be clear. Tony Norman, point of information, just be clear what exactly the main motion is again. Just quickly sum it up.
Okay, the main motion is Janet Kay's motion that said that we're going to consult with ED and that the email thread would be where we can add stuff if we think of it in our tonight.
But we're missing out on the point, Richard. Wasn't that the group would do that? We also voted that a group would be directing.
That's exactly right.
I'm sorry.
Thank you,
leaving that out.
That a group will be what?
Hold on just a moment, everyone. It's true that Tony was mentioning about the motion that was presented by Brian. We've not actually approved this motion yet. So
we haven't got to it yet, Tony.
We haven't
Let's
got to
it
yet.
It.
So we
Let's
need
do
we
it
need
now.
To go there now, what? Actually. So we do have an amendment to that motion, which would be to include two people from New York. So are there objections
we did
that. To
that? Yes.
We
voted on all
we
that.
We
did that.
We voted on that.
Thank you. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little bit tired here myself. So, all right, so we have voted on that. So are there objections to the motion offered by Brian?
No. Let me get this one more time. The thing that Janet Kay did was an amendment to Brian. So we have to get that we have to get that as the main motion for this amendment. Maybe that's not worded correctly.
No.
But then once that is figured out, then we go in and talk about Brian's motion as amended.
Excuse me. Yes, that's right. No.
Sure.
There were
so
no...
Actually, I'm sorry.
Heather.
Margie, you'd like to speak, so go ahead.
Thank you. Heather, I'm asking you, it was my impression that there were no objections to Janet's amendment. Is that correct?
I believe that's true.
Okay,
I believe that's correct.
I'm sorry. Janet Kay or Janet...
Janet Kay. Janet Kay.
Janet Kay.
Oh.
It's on your. It's oh, if you don't have.
I got it. I got
okay,
it. Thank
got
you.
It. Okay, so if there are no objections to Janet's amendment, which I think there were none, then we vote on Brian's motion as amended.
No,
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Margie. That was a substitute. That was a substitute.
No, it was not a substitute.
No, it was amended.
It was amended, actually.
It was not a substitute.
I'm sorry, everyone. We need to stop.
Okay.
I'm going to ask for people to please be recognized first before speaking.
Point of procedure,
so
Brian.
Let me just mention to everyone that the amendment to include the two board members from New York was an amendment to that main motion offered by Brian. There were no objections to that. So we do need now to vote on the amendment offered by Brian as amended.
No, the motion.
Motion.
Are there any, the motion, thank you. Are there any objections?
As amended.
Yes, as amended.
Question.
None.
I have a question, Benita.
Yes, your question, Benita.
I have a question because I'm totally confused at this point.
Okay.
I thought that we were supposed to be taking a vote or reaching an agreement on Janet Kay's motion, and I thought that we had done that, but it appeared that there was some kind of question. So we need to clarify that, and then we can move back to Brian's motion.
Okay. May I say something?
And by the way,
I'm sorry.
And I would.
Thank you.
Well.
Go ahead, Benita.
Well, I was just going to request that the secretary and everyone else refrain from categorizing the intent of the maker of a motion or amendment. And so, i.e., what I'm trying to get at is that if Janet Kay made the amendment or the substitute or whatever it is that she made, can we allow her to define what it is that she's making? Is it an amendment or a substitute? Or maybe some new word in the dictionary, and leave it at that. And
we've already done it.
Okay, well, I'm confused. That's why I'm asking.
Point of order. Point of order. Point of order on this.
Yes.
Point of order being the order of all this, being the order of all these various and sundry things. I'm sorry. I looking back during this discussion, Brian's motion, original motion about the working group, was amended, and then it was approved as amended.
Then after that happened,
Janet Coleman came in and made a motion, and then somebody amended that, and then Janet Kay came in with a substitute motion that we approved, hearing no objections.
That's correct.
That was a substitute of Janet Coleman's first motion. So therefore, all in the world we have to do, and I've talked about Brian's motion, it's already been approved.
That's correct.
The world we have to do is approve Janet Kay's motion as this main motion.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
So everything is approved at this point.
No, you have to
ask.
Heather, you have to ask if there are any objections.
I had already asked for that, but are there any objections to this as presented?
This being Janet.
As the main motion.
As the main motion, yes. Hearing none, the motion is approved.
Thank you
very much, everyone. I so appreciate all this. So now, as to how we move forward on this, we have this meeting taking place. We'll send out information about the agenda that we've been working on, okay? We'll send that out to everyone tomorrow. And then we'll set up a time for meetings on the weekend.
Yeah.
And we look forward to – please send your comments via email or whatever it is you want regarding this discussion in Washington. And I'm wanting to congratulate everyone again for being on the board. So we look forward to a very productive year. Thank you very much, everyone. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Thank you so much.
I object.
Oh, and one more thing is
No.
You have a bizarre sense of humor, Benito.
Heather, a motion doesn't adjourn us. You have to put it to a vote.
I know. Sometimes it can, but all right, so, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on adjourning?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my breath back after that. And I'm trying to have to write all this down. Okay, Benito, how are you going to vote on that?
No.
You'll vote no?
On adjourning?
Exactly. I would like to be able to motivate, but that's okay. It appears that that's not allowed around here.
There's no
you're voting
on a
no
motion to adjourn. No discussion on a motion to adjourn. You
oh, okay.
Are you voting no?
I am voting no.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
A bunch of people hung up, so I figured.
I think so,
Director,
too.
Director Brown. I'm going the other direction, folks. I'm going Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Yes. Wintas Roman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Coburn. Janet Kay.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seeger.
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart's got an excused absence. Saba?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Robert?
No, I'd like to hear what Benito's concern is.
Okay, was that a yes or no?
It's no to adjourning because
no.
I'd like to hear the members'
thank
concern.
You. Okay. Okay,
no
Coleman. Okay, no. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Giselle, yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank. Casaneva? Adriana, can't hear you.
No.
No. Reyes? Excuse me, Reyes?
No.
No. Kaufman?
Sorry, yes. Yes.
Sorry, yes. Razan?
Yes.
Yes. Arteta?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. King?
I think we might have lost Richard.
Okay, the vote was 12-4-1. Good night, everyone.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Take care now.
Good night.
Heather, are you